You are listening to We Saw the Devil, an investigative and conversational true crime podcast that deep dives into fascinating criminal cases that are solved, unsolved, or ongoing. From America's Lori Vallow to Germany's Armin Mivas, we examine and discuss the world's most shocking cases. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to follow us online. Check us out at WeSawTheDevil.com and WeSawTheDevil on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget, you can become part of the show by backing us on Patreon. Hello, everyone. You are listening to We Saw the Devil, and this is Robin, and I'm here with a breaking news update in the Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell case. The only other time that we have done this was June 9th of 2020 last year when JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan were discovered on Chad Daybell's property after police executed a search warrant. Today is the day that we have all been waiting for. As you know, last week there was a grand jury and prosecutors just announced the new charges. They just held a press conference. Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow have been indicted on murder charges in the deaths of Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow. In fact, there's a whole list of charges, guys. Currently, both Lori and Chad have been charged with 2 counts of conspiracy to commit murder of the children, grand theft to commit deception, 2 counts of first-degree murder for the children, and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tammy Daybell. Chad himself has been charged with the first-degree murder of his wife, Tammy Daybell, and 2 counts of insurance fraud dealing with multiple policies. Lori, on top of her murder charges, has now been charged with grand theft Social Security survivor benefits. Just what a day, guys. We have been speculating and speculating and speculating about whether or not they would be able to be able to tie Tammy Daybell into this in any way. What kind of evidence? The results of her autopsy haven't even been made public. And then B, if we would ever see murder charges. So many of us speculated that maybe Alex was the scapegoat in all of this, that Chad had planned it that way. And guys, the root of it is they were too fucking stupid to cover their tracks on any of it. And now, bam, all the charges. First degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, insurance fraud, deception. And as the prosecutor from Fremont County stated in the press conference, guys, they're up against the death penalty now, and they haven't publicly determined which penalty they are seeking. Chad and Lori have 60 days to wait, potentially, to find out whether they are going to be slapped with life or the death penalty. The clock starts on that when they put in their plea, so there's plenty of time for the tables to turn. It's a lot to process. So I just wanted to get this update out. I know a lot of us, I mean, everyone really, who's been following this case for over 2 years now, this is the moment we've been waiting for. So much evidence is going to be pouring out over the next couple weeks, leaks. And then we have Melanie Gibb being hit by the subpoena bus. She fell out of the subpoena tree and hit every freaking branch on the way down. I mean, Melanie Gibb is just like pow, with subpoenas right now. Things are starting to get crazy. So here's what we're going to do. Over the next couple days, we are going to break all of this down. We are going to break down Melanie Gibb's subpoenas, what that means for the people listed in her subpoena, like Thor, Jason Mao. And if you haven't listened to our Jason Mao episode on how gross he is, more or less, we did a deep dive on him, basically from birth. Check that out. That is in our back catalog. But we are going to break all of this down, what it means, and continue on from here. So be looking forward to that. I have a special guest joining me for the next couple Lori Vallow episodes. And yeah, guys, today is a good day. It's sad, it's bittersweet, but for the first time, probably in this case, I feel like justice may actually prevail here. In one of the last episodes, I went over how a grand jury operates, how it actually determines on whether or not to charge someone. That means that they heard the evidence and believe that there is, beyond a reasonable doubt, reason for Lori and Chad to have these charges. So I'm feeling pretty confident right now. And they just announced that tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Lori and Chad will make their appearance in court. Now, some people are calling this an arraignment, whereas others are calling it just an initial appearance. The problem with that is that in either case, the lawyers can put in a plea. So there's a very real chance, guys, that we could hear a plea in this in less than 24 hours. So that is it for this quick update, guys. My heart goes out to the families, and I hope that they are finding some semblance of peace right now, as bittersweet as that may be. Until next crime.